Binatiko si Premier Gladys Berejiklian sa kanyang ginawang aksyon bago pa ipinatupad ang lockdown sa buong Greater Sydney noong 26 ng Hunyo. Noong araw na yun, dalawang beses nagsagawa ng press conference ang Premier para palawigin ang lockdown mula Greater Sydney, Blue Mountains, Central Coast at Wollongong. Ayon sa ginawang parliamentary inquiry, bigo ang mga ito para matukoy ang tinatawag na super spreader ng virus mula sa birthday party sa Hoxton Park na nangyari noong 19 ng Hunyo, pati pagtunton ng mga contact tracers sa lahat ng mga umaten sa party. Nagsimula ang Delta outbreak sa Sydney noong 16 ng Hunyo matapos nagpositibo ang isang unvaccinated limousine driver na nagsakay ng crew ng FedEx freight plane mula US at wala itong suot na mask.
What is that time frame between West Hoxton setting off alarm bells and the lockdown being announced?
Well, quite immediate. I mean, the health experts...
What does that mean, quite immediate?
Well, we react to the health advice as soon as we receive it. And I could have waited an extra hours or an extra day, but I chose to come back on the same day and hold another press conference because as soon as we got upstairs, Dr. Champ provided us with additional advice and we reacted within hours. And look, I'm sure that people will have lots to say about how this pandemic is managed, and I'll leave it to the commentators.
Tinanong din si Premier Berejiklian kung bakit hindi agad nagpatupad ng lockdown ang gobyerno noong Hunyo.
New South Wales Health did know on the 24th that there were several cases in the community, several attendees of the West Hoxton party in the community that they hadn't been aware of. Are you saying that it wasn't until the 26th, just hours before you called the citywide lockdown, that they advised you that they'd failed to control that outbreak? That
no,
information that they
no,
knew on the 24th?
As I said, we have the, and I can't say this more proudly, criticise governments, but our public health officials are the best in the land.
May isang journalist din ang nagtanong kung ano ang hinihintay nito para magdesisyon ng lockdown.
The West Hoxton party occurred on the 19th. Health knew about it on the 21st. They thought they'd found everyone. On the 24th, they realised that there were people that they didn't know were there that had been in the community for 5 days. On the 25th, the next day, you locked down the eastern suburbs, not West Hoxton, and it wasn't until the 26th that you locked down the whole state. Why did you wait between the 24th and the 26th to lock down?
Look, these are decisions we took based on the health advice. And again, there'll be people that said we went too hard and too soon. Others will say we were, you know, not hard enough. I mean, there are lots and lots of people who'll have an opinion on this.
But what is
the most important advice that I receive, the government receives, is from the public health team.
Ayon naman kay New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns, walang shortcut para mapigil agad ang pagkalat ng virus, pero makakatulong kung may alam ang buong estado. Kaya dito pabor sa pagtigil ng pang-araw-araw na COVID-19 news conference.
Mistakes will happen in a global pandemic. No one is expecting miracles, but clear communication and scrutiny of government decisions should be the minimum that governments accept. And you can't pick and choose when you're going to be accountable because the stakes are just too high at the moment.
Noong Biyernes at 10 ng Setyembre, sinabi na ni Premier Berejiklian na tatapusin nila ang pagbigay ng pang-araw-araw na COVID update. Ngayon, sinabi nito na hindi lang nila regular alas 11 ng umaga gagawin ito. Kahapon, pumalo sa 1,257 ang naitalang kaso ng virus sa buong estado at 7 naman ang namatay. Ikinababahala naman ng otoridad ngayon ang pagdami ng nahahawaan sa mga lugar sa inner city gaya ng Glebe at Redfern, Central Coast pati din sa Wollongong. Kabilang din sa tinututukan ngayon ang mga lugar sa kanlurang bahagi ng estado gaya ng Broken Hill at Wilcannia. Kaya ang Yass Valley Council ay isa sa ilalim ng 2 linggong snap lockdown mula mamayang hating gabi dahil may kaso na ng virus sa kanilang komunidad. Sinabi naman ni New South Wales Labor's Health Spokesman Ryan Park, malalagay sa peligro ang health system ng estado, lalo pat tinatayang dadagsa ang maraming pasyente sa ICU at ospital sa kalagitnaan ng buwan ng Oktubre.
Well, our hospital system is in crisis. There's no other way of putting it. They are working enormous hours. There are very few breaks, opportunities for breaks. They are doing double shifts. They are working incredibly under enormous amount of pressure. What we are seeing also in our ambulance system is exactly the same. A system that is absolutely at breaking point.
Tugon naman ni Premier Berejiklian, nakahanda na ang buong puwersa ng New South Wales Health At para masigurong kakayanin ang posibleng pagdagsa ng pasyente, dadagdagan nila ang intensive care beds sa halos 2,000 mula sa bilang nito ngayon na 500. Sa datos kahapon, umabot sa 222 katao ang nasa ICU at 94 naman ang nangangailangan ng ventilators para makahinga ng maayos. Ang ACT ay nakapagtala naman ng 13 na panibagong kaso, kung saan 7 ay may kaugnayan sa kasulukuyang outbreak, 6 naman ang patuloy na iniimbestigahan pa, habang nakapagtala naman ng pinakamataas na daily case ang Victoria na umabot sa 473 na kaso. Binatikos din ng oposisyon ang usad pagong na pagbabakuna sa mga bata kumpara sa maraming bansa. Kaya simula kahapon, bukas na ang booking para sa Pfizer sa mga may edad 12 pataas. Habang sa susunod na Lunes, Setyembre 20, magsisimula na ang pagbabakuna sa gamot na Moderna. Pero may patutsada pa rin si Labor's Health Spokesman Mark Butler sa gobyerno kung bakit ngayon lang sinimulan ito na pwede naman sanang sinimulan noon na kagaya ng maraming first world countries.
Parents are entitled to ask, why did it take Scott Morrison so long to get to this position? In the US and Canada, teenagers are being vaccinated for the last 4 months. In Europe and in Israel, again, 3 months ago, they started vaccinating their teenagers. Why are we only starting this today when a country like Canada has already fully vaccinated more than 70% of their teenagers?
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon at tugunan ang COVID-19 sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.